Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf kuf yud beis. The Gemara says, Tana, oichlin umashkim tachas hamita. If a person leaves food or drink underneath the bed, afilu mechupim bekli barzel, even if they're covered with an iron kli, ruach ra sheira aleihen. In the Shalos HaTshuvos Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Beis Simen Kufhei, he explains that this chashash is only a chashash l'chatchila, not b'deyevet. If a person put Eichlin or Mashkin underneath his bed, the Eichlin do not become Nesorim. He brings a very interesting raya. He says that you find the Gemara says that a chaver, a person who is makbid and trumas and maestris, is not allowed to eat by an Amma Aretz, because maybe he'll be machil him, maybe he'll give him to eat dvarim she'enim mesukanim, things that he wasn't mafris trumas and maestris from. Now the Gemara says in Baba Basra Daf Nun Chesem Rav that the derech of an Amma Aretz is to put things, anything, underneath his bed. So if that's the case, then why do we say that he's not allowed to eat Eitzel Amma Aretz because he's going to give him Chulim She'enim Mesukanim? The reason why he's not allowed to eat is another reason. He should be worried that he leaves things underneath his bed. Elamai b'diyeved, there is no chshash. In the Shalos HaTshuvos Ein Yitzchok, Erechaim Simen Chav Dalid, Ois Tes, he also brings a raya from a Medrash Rabbah in Eicha, Parasha Aleph, Ois Chav Beis, by Yecheskel. It says that he used clay goyle. One of the things that he used was a chemis, which it says is a kli that used to put kemach v'noisan tachas roishay. You put it underneath your head while you sleep. And he says that we don't find anybody being mechalik between putting it underneath your head or putting it underneath the bed. And he's using that as a heter to use an esrog on sukkis that was put underneath the bed. It's not a problem to use that esrog because it's not considered ein roi l'achila, since, according to what you see in the medrash, even though you're not supposed to do it, but the thing does not become usser. However, in the Binas Adam, in Chochmas Adam, at Klal Samaches, Siv Gimel, Bechein Shamati Sha'agoyin Achosidzal, is referring to the Vilna Goyin, who is Tziva Bitznoin, Sheinich Etachas Amita, that he says there's no chilik of its chayin, Mavushalin, as we'll see later. If it's because of Ruach Ra, then there's no difference if it's raw food or cooked food. And he says that the goyin was mitzava to take tznoin, radish that was left underneath the bed, to cut it up into chatichas ketanois ulizarka, cut up into very small pieces, throw it out kedesh leimtzeena adam. You see that the goyin held that oichlan or mashkin that are left underneath the bed, it's there even b'diavad. The sefer shari rachbim hakar anagas agro ois kufnon vav. In Hagah, Sifkot and Beis, he says, V'shal Tzatshuvas Binyan Oilam Kosav, Shagra Aser B'diyevet Tzuker, sugar that was left, B'teva Sheyoshin Olav Adam, V'tziva L'Hashlichay L'Nohar. However, in the Sefer Arches Chaim, which is called Keser Rosh, it's printed in the back of the Siddur Hagah, Ois Pei, he says, Mori V'Rabi Hagah Zatzal, Hechmir Mo'oid, he was very machmir Bo'ichlon Mashkin Tishtach Zamita, Afilu Mashashah, Shah Kala, even if it only stayed there for a small amount of time, Achla Acherim Hekel. He was makel for others. He was only machmer for himself because he had his extra kpeda, but you see that the goyin didn't mind if other people used it. So the goyin obviously considered it something that's roi l'achila. So I imagine that the goyin would hold that it'll be okay to use it for as an esrog as well. Now the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Reitzeh Halacha Hei says the following. It says, V'lo yitein atavshil tachas hamita. The Rambam paskes, you're not allowed to put a tavshil underneath your bed. Af al pishu oisik besuda, shema yipol boi dover hamazik v'hu einarei ehu. Maybe something that's mazikim, some sort of poison is going to come into the tavshil, and he's not going to see it, and therefore they assert him from eating something that was underneath his bed. Now, this is strange, because our Gemara clearly says that the reason why you're not allowed to put oichlan mashkin underneath the bed is because ruach ra shoira aleihen, because underneath the bed, a ruach ra comes on them. And the Rambam is saying, for a totally different reason, it's because we're worried that something damaging is going to fall into the tavshil and you won't be aware of it. Now, the Ravid over there actually asks on the Rambam. He says, Gam zeb Yerushalmi umefarshim mishum ruach ra, which means that there is a Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is in Trumas, Perikhes Alocha Gimel, that says that you have to be choishish, not to put a tafshila to say arsa, to put a tafshila underneath your bed. But the Ravid says that it's possible to explain the Yerushalmi in the same way we explain our Gemara, which is because of ruach ra. So why does the Rambam say a different tam? Now, it's quite possible that the Rambam does not want to be mefarish like our Gemara and paskin the din that you're not allowed to put things under the bed because of a ruach ra, because as the Tefuah Shor says in the Simul Chadoshes, Simen Vav, Sifkot and Dalid, that the Rambam was mashmit all the dinim. The Rambam omitted every din that's brought in the Gemara Mishum Ruach Ra. He doesn't believe that we have to worry about these things nowadays. So therefore, the Rambam is not willing to bring the Gemara that says that it's asur mishum ruach ra. But if that's the case, then who told the Rambam that there's this other chashash that maybe things are going to fall into it? Even the Yerushalmi doesn't make any mention of that chashash. The Yerushalmi just says you're not allowed to put food underneath the bed. Perhaps we could say that the Rambam saw something in the Yerushalmi that led him to believe that the Yerushalmi is based on a different chashash than our Gemara. Because the lashon of the Yerushalmi is that you're not allowed to put tavshila tusei arsa, a tavshil, a cooked product underneath your bed. And the question is, our Gemara says that you're not allowed to put oichlin and mashkim underneath the bed. Since the Yerushalmi asks only a tafshil, the Rambam understood that there's a different tam other than the tam of Ruach Ra, because as far as Ruach Ra is concerned, it should be no difference if it's a tafshil or raw food. The only way to learn the fact that the Yerushalmi limits the Isser Dafka to a tafshil is because, generally speaking, it's harder to see in a tafshil if something fell in. Raw food, you could tell if something fell in and you remove it. Masha'en ken a tafshil, it gets mixed in, and we're worried that you're not going to notice what got mixed in, and that's why the Rambam paskin that you're not allowed to put it because of the reason that Shema nafal by davar hamazik. It should come out lahalacha that if a person left his matzis, Leila Seder, underneath a bed, then there's no problem because there's no chash that anything damaging is going to fall in. It's not a tafshil. And there's no chash of ruach ra because on Leila Seder, it's Meshomer min amazikin. In the Kovitz Oitzis Yerushalayim, Kovitz Reish Nuches, they actually bring down that Rav Epstein from Yerushalayim paskin that way, that you're allowed to put oichlin tachas hamita on Leil HaSeder. The Gemara quotes what we learned in the Mishnah, that a person is supposed to drink arba koisis, liyifchesuloy me arba koisis, vafilu mina tamchui. Even if he's a person who has to take from tamchui. The Gemara asks, pshita, it's pashit that this person would be chayv in dalet koisis. Why would I think otherwise? The Gemara answers, lo nitzrcha ella afilu arba kiva, da amra asei shabbat chachoyl vat tztarech lebriyas, hacha mishum pirisume nisa moide. That means that even though Rabbi Kiva's shita is that a person should make sure not to be nistarach lebrius, and it could even compromise on his chiv oinik Shabbos in order not to be nistarach lebrius, so I would think that over here we would say the same thing, that he shouldn't be mekayim the din arba koisis. Kamash balon, that persume nisa is different, and he still should be mekayim arba koisis, even if it means that he has to come on to the brius. Now we have to try and understand what was so pashit to the Gemara. The Gemara says pshita, it's pashit that afilu menat Tamchoy, even if he's taking tztaka, he should be mekayim the mitzvah dalet koisis. Even without knowing the din of Rabbi Akiva, there's a limit to how much a person is mechuyev to do in order to be mekayim mitzvahs. The Rashbam, in the beginning of our parak, says that a person is mechuyev to sell his begodim and to be shoyel al hapsachim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah dalet koisis. Whereas we find by mitzvahs d'iraisa, the Yerushalmi says, Be'er Halacha brings down in Siman Tov Reish Nun Vav, Dibra Mascha Afilo Mitzvah Iveris, that there's no chiyuv to sell your begadim and to start collecting tzedakah in order to be mekayim a mitzvah. It says in the Yerushalmi in Peya, Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kabbadesh Hashem Mehoincha. Mehoincha means from the hoin that you're given, from the ruchush that Hashem gave you. And it's true that there is a chiyuv mishum persume nisa, but why would the Gemara ask pshita? The Gemara doesn't yet know anything about the special quality of persume nisa, so why would the Gemara say, oh, it's pashit that you should take from tamchui, which is tzedakah, in order to mekayim the din dalet koisis? Now, of course, this is only a kasha according to what it's mevur in the Ramah in Siman Tov Reish Nun Vav, who says, Mishain loy esrig, oishar mitzvah iveris, ein tzarech levazvez alea hoin rav. He's not mechuyiv to spend a lot of money, ukamoy shamram avazvez ayivazvez yoyser mechoymish. However, the Bir Alocha over there asks, on the Yerabo, who says, who brings the Raya from the Yerushalmi that we mentioned, that you're not mechuyiv to start collecting money in order to buy tefillin and other mitzvahs, because it says, kabiris Hashem mehoincha, you're only mechuyiv to mechaber Hashem from that which he gave you, and not from that which you do not have. Asks the Bir Alocha, why is it then that we find that Ner Chanukah and Arba Koisis, you're mechuyiv to go and be shoyel al hapsachim in order to be mekayim them? And it's a kol shekein. These two mitzvahs are mitzvahs derabanan. And he does not want to answer. He says that the reason is because these two mitzvahs are persumei nisa. Both the mitzvah of Dalet Koisis and the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah are Psume Nisa, and that's why we find the Rama Paschal in Perek Dalet Hilchos Chanukah, also you're mechuyev to spend, to sell your shirt in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. He says that can't be the answer, because you find even Ner Shabbos that a person is supposed to be shoyl ala psachim and to buy shemen to be madlik Ner, because that's bechlal oinik Shabbos. Now oinik Shabbos is not a mitzvah asay from the Torah, it's a mitzvah asay midivir Kabbalah. It says v'korasal Shabbos oinik. Tefillin and shofar, these mitzvahs are mitzvahs asay shel Torah. So because of this question, the Mishnah Berurah wants to learn that this is not the case. All mitzvahs, you really are chayev to borrow money, to collect money, or to sell your begodim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. The fact that Yerushalmi says kabris Hashem eihoincha, he wants to say a chiddush. That is that Yerushalmi is going l'shitasai. Yerushalmi in brachis says that oisa sukkah la'atzmai, he makes a bracha shekin shonu mitzvoy sevitzivonu lasai sukkah. Afterwards, when he sits in the sukkah, then he makes a bracha leisha basukkah. Ha'oisa lulav la'atzmai, he makes a bracha shekin shonu mitzvoy sevitzivonu lasai lulav. And then when he's noita the lulav, he makes another bracha. And the same thing he brings down, Yerushalmi says, oh, he said, tefillin la'atzmai, makes a bracha, etc. So that means that Yerushalmi holds that the asiyas ha-mitzvah is considered a mitzvah by itself, because you see, you make a bracha on it. On that extra mitzvah that a person is mechuyev to make the mitzvah, the asiyas sukkah, the asiyas ha-tefillin, the ksivas mezuzah, all of those mitzvahs that Yerushalmi holds is its own mitzvah, that we say that if the person doesn't have money, he's not mechuyev to spend more money than he has in order to make sure that he can create the mitzvah. However, he's still mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah according to the Mishnah Berurah, even though he's going to have to go and collect money for it, or he'll have to sell his begadim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. That he is mechuyev. Asiyah, which is only a hechsher mitzvah, although on some level it's considered a mitzvah, the Yerushalmi says that you're not mechuyev to go collecting money for. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the kasha that we ask, what does the Gemara mean when it says pshita, is not a kasha. We ask, why should you say that it's a davar pashit, that the person is mechuyev min atamchuy to mekayim the mitzvah of dalet koisis? The person is not mechuyev to collect tzedakah in order to be mekayim mitzvahs. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he's mechuyev to be chayzer al psachim and to sell his clothing in order to be mekayim all mitzvahs. So the Gemara's question pshita is a legitimate question. Pshita, it's pashit dar filu min atamchui, because this is no different than any other mitzvah. However, if you learn like the other poskim that the Mishnah Berurah brings down over there, that base their theory on the Yerushalmi, that says that you're not mechuyev to be mechaber Hashem with more than what you have, so you're never mechuyev for regular mitzvahs to be mechazer al psachim and to sell ksusai, to sell your begadim, so why would it seem to be the Gemara to be a davar pashit that afilu min atamchui. In the Sefer Das Yoel, Simon Chav Ches, he gives a very nice answer. He says that from here you see that the mitzvah of Dalet Koses is not a kiyum mitzvah unto itself, like the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of esrig, and the mitzvah of shofar. Rather, the chachamim were mitzavah you to make your suda a certain way. It is the tzura of the Sudas Yomtif of Leila Seder. And this you see very much in the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam starts off in Halacha Vav. B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam l'haris es atzmai, ki ilu hu ba'atzmai yotza atam mishibah Mitzrayim. And then he says in Halacha Zayin, Lefikach, therefore, since you have a chiyuv to show and to demonstrate that you left Mitzrayim, kishesoyed adam balayla, when a person conducts his suda, balayla hazeh, tzorech lechoil velishtois v'humesev derecheiris. He has to eat and drink and be mesev, he has to lean derecheiris. V'chol echa ve'echad, bein anoshim, bein noshim chayev lishtois balayla hazeh, arboa koisa shol yayin. So the Rambam doesn't list it as a mitzvah by itself. The Rambam tells me how Chazal or Misakin, you're supposed to be soyed, you're supposed to conduct your Suda that night. You have to be Oichel, Vishoise, and Mesev. There are Cheirus, and as a sniff to that Inyan, you have to go and drink 4 cups of wine. If that's true, then we could say very simply that afilu min atamchui, the Gemara asks pshita, because the tamchui is supposed to provide him with whatever his suda is supposed to be that night. They are responsible for giving him a suda. Tamchui, tzedakah, is not necessarily responsible to make sure you're mekayim mitzvahs. So the person, according to the poskim that argue on the Mishnah Berurah, that say, based on Yerushalmi, that you're not chayiv to collect tzedakah in order to be mekayim mitzvahs lulav, mitzvahs sukkah, that's because these chiyuvim are mitzvahs that the person has, and there's no chiyuv to go and be mekayim the mitzvah al-yidei collecting tzedakah. However, a person whose suda is supposed to look a certain way, and the tamchi is responsible to provide him with that suda, so the Gemara says it's pshita, it's pashit, that the person is supposed to take from tamchi in order to make sure that his suda looks the way that it should on Leila Seder. He says this would also answer the kasha on the Rashbam, who says that you're mechuyev to sell your clothing in order to make kind of mitzvah of dalet koisis, and the Gemara asks on that pshita as well. Because as we know, kol mezaynoisev shel adam ktsuvin loy mirash hashanah ad rash hashanah, except for the haitzoyis of Shabbos and Yom Tov. All of the person's mezaynis, his food, is set from Rosh Hashanah till Rosh Hashanah, except for the aitzos that he's supposed to spend on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And since this is part of what you're supposed to spend on the Sudas Yom Tov, the Gemara understood that you're supposed to spend and sell your baget even for that. We can now come and explain what the Gemara's teretz is. The Gemara gives a teretz that Lo Nitzcha El Rabbi Kiva, who says, Asei Shabbat Chachoyel Vatitztarech Lebriyas. Now, if you learn that the Gemara's question, Pshita, is that it's Poshit that you're Mechuyiv to collect from Tamcha in order to Kaim your mitzvahs because of a din Kiyam HaMitzvah, that Kiyam HaMitzvahs need to collect from Tzedakah, then why would the Gemara say, Lo Nitzcha El Rabbi Kiva, who says, Asei Shabbat Chachoyel Vatitztarech Lebriyas? Rabbi Kiva is not a statement about Kiyam HaMitzvahs. Rabbi Kiva is a statement about your Chiyav Oynik Shabbos, that a person is not Mechuyiv to be Ma'anik as a Shabbos at the expense of having to be Mitztarech Lebriyas. But that doesn't mean that he's not Mechuyiv to collect in order to be Mekayim other mitzvahs. So what did the Gemara answer? So if you learn the way we're learning, the Gemara's question pshita was because the Gemara understood that even though you're not chayiv to collect money for other mitzvahs, nevertheless for the suda of that night, the suda's yom tov is supposed to look a certain way. The tamchi is giving him your suda. The Gemara understood that it's pashut that tamchi has to provide him with whatever his tzorchei suda are. And the Gemara now answers that no, that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds asei shabbat chachol va'al titztarech lebriyas, so we're talking about a person who dafka is not coming onto the briyas, not taking from the tamchi in order to provide him with the Sudas Yom Tov. Nevertheless, we say that even Rabbi Kiva would be moida that for the Chiyav Dalet Koises, you should take Menatam Choy because of Persumei Nisa. This would explain the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in the Bi'ar Gra in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, on the din that it says in the Shulchan Aruch over there, that Ner Chanukah, it says, Afilu Oni HaMespanis Menatzdokah, even an Oni whose Parnasa comes from Tzdokah, Shoyel, Umoicher, Ksusai, he has to borrow and he has to sell his clothing. Now, the Mefarshim over there say, what's the Makar for this din? They all bring a raya from the fact that we learned over here that by Dalet Koises, because of the din of Persumei Nisa, you have to go and be Chayzer Lapsachim, you have to go and collect Tzedakah. So the same thing would be true by Ner Chanukah. However, the Gra over there doesn't bring this as a raya. What he says is that since it's muchach in the sugya that for kvoid yoim you have to be chazal apsachim and kiddush is more important than kvoid yoim, like we learned that kiddush is something that if you only have a cup of wine for kiddush or for shtia during your suda, you should use it for kiddush, and Ner Chanukah is more important than kiddush, so therefore he says you see that Ner Chanukah is something that you would have to be chazal apsachim. And the question is, why doesn't the Gaon agree to the other mefarshim that the raya is from Dalet Koisir, chayim shem besumin? The teretz is that Dalet Koises is an inyan of the Sudas Yom Tov. It's how they prescribed the Sudas Yom Tov, what it's supposed to look like, and therefore it's pashit that you have to be chayzer al psachim. The whole chiddush in the Gemara is that even Rabbi Kiva, who says, Asei Shabbat Chachol, but nevertheless he's moida by Persumei Nisa. But this is all an inyan when it's negei your suda siyamta. There's no raya that if you just have a regular din persumei nisa, which is not negei your suda, like by Neres Chanukah, that you would have to be chayzer al psachim. Now, concerning Rabbi Akiva's memra of Asei Shabbat Chachol Val Tetzarech Lebriyos, we have to clarify two things. Number one, what do we mean when we say Asei Shabbat Chachol? And number two, what type of person are we talking to? Legabe, the first question, what do we mean when we say Asei Shabbat Chachol? There is a machloikis what exactly that means. Because included in the chiyuv that a person has to be ma'anig as a Shabbos, there really are two parts. Number one, a person is chayiv in three sudas, shalosh sudas every Shabbos. Number two, a person is supposed to be marbe b'achilo, he's supposed to be ma'angoy with macholim chashuvim. It says you're supposed to use dogim gedoylim, rosh yishumen, tafshel shol tardin, which the Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning, resh mem beis, that refers to anything that is considered chashuv at any given moment in history. Now, when we say Asei Shabbat Chochol, you should treat Shabbos like a Yom Chol instead of being Nitzarech Labrius. What exactly are we referring to? There's machlokes. According to the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like the Taz, instead of being Nitzarech Labrius and taking tzedakah, a person should forego both of the aforementioned chiyuvim, both the din of Shalish Sudais and the din of Macholim Chashuvim. However, the Meiri disagrees. The Meiri holds that a person would be chayiv, even in such a situation, a person would be chayiv in Gimel Sudais. It's just that being marbe and eating macholim chashuvim, that he's potter from. Now, to whom are we talking when we say asei shabbat chachol v'al tetzarech lebriyos? We have to understand that that's talking to somebody specifically who's within a certain bracket. Meaning, the heter of asei shabbat chachol is talking about somebody who's an extremely poverty-stricken person, and there's no way for him, through his own money, to be mechabed Shabbos with the three sudas and with the macholim chashuvim, even if he were to be mitzamtzim what he uses during the week in order that he should have enough for Shabbos, for mazon shalosh sudas, he still can't make ends meet and he won't have enough for Shabbos. Such a person, we say to him, asei shabbat chachol. But somebody who is more affluent than him, somebody who has at least enough to make three sudas, or he's capable of being mitzamtzim his achila during the week in order that on Shabbos he can be mekayim the din of shalosh sudas and add a chashuva maichel, that person was not told asei shabbat chachol. He is not absolved of his chiyuv to be me'anik as a Shabbos and to do the special things like shalosh sudas and a maichel chashuv. So that's one point. The person who is more wealthy than somebody who has absolutely no way of being mekayim the mitzvah of shalosh sudas and kasad harsana, maichel chashuv, he is not included in the statement of asei shabbat chachol and he's not absolved of his chiv of onik Shabbos. Now, just like we're talking about somebody who's within the bracket of al yitzarech lebrius, but we're not talking about somebody who's more well off than this person. We're also not talking about somebody who is less poor than this person. Meaning, we're talking, like Tosfos says in Bava Basra Daf Tes Amud Aleph, only about a person who is not yet nitzarech lebrius. He never had to take anything from tzedakah. And that's why it says that you should make your Shabbat Chachol and so as not to be Nitzarech Labrius. But a person who was already in the position where he had to be Nitzarech Labrius and he took Tzedakah, then he does have the Chiyuv of being Ma'anis HaShabbos fully with Shalosh Sudas and Kasa Daharsana Machul Choshev. Tosfos uses that idea to answer a kasha that they have. How is it that we could say that you shouldn't be in Nitzarech Labrius and rather you should make your Shabbat Chachol where the Mishnah says in Peah, Perkes, Mishnah Zayin, that we're noisten la'ani, who's over in Makam la'makam, mazin shalish sudas. It sounds like that shalish sudas is something that we, the Gabayit Tzedakah, are mechuyiv to provide him with. So Tosfos answers that the din of Shabbat Chachol is where the guy was not yet Nitzarech Labrius. And the Mishnah Berurah actually, over there in Reish Mem Beis, brings down this Svara. That as long as a person was already Nitzarech Labrius, so then he goes all the way and they have to give him Mazon Shalosh Sudas. So the bracket that we're talking about is somebody who is self-sufficient. He doesn't take any tzedakah in order to be misparnis, but he also doesn't have anything extra, not even if he would try be mitzamtzim everything that he eats during the week in order to have shalosh sudas on Shabbos. If he has more than that, then he's not included in Asei Shabbat Chachol. And if he has less than that, then he's not included in Al Tetzarech Labrius, because he's supposed to be in Tetzarech Labrius. He already is a Nisparnis from the Tzedakah. The Torah in Siman Reish Mem Beis also mentions the Svara that if a person is capable of being Mitzamtzim Acholoi the rest of the week, then he has to do that. And he says that that's really the reason why we put the Memra of Yehuda Ben Tema, who says, Havi Az Kanomer, and next to the din of Asei Shabbat Chochol v'atitzarech lebriyos, to show us that Rabbi Kiva was only talking about somebody who's shah dechukaloi b'yoyser. He's extremely poor, but a person should still be mezaris himself, like a nomer, have he asked a nomer to be mechabed Shabbos, and therefore he says, al kein tzarech kol adam letzamtzem b'shar yomim k'dei lechabed ha-Shabbos. About the other chiddush, that if a person is already nitzarech lebriyos, he's so poor that he has to take tzedakah, is he included in Asei Shabbat Chachol? That he brings down that he discussed it with his father. It's, apparently the Torah was very poor. And he says, v'kama pa'amim nasasi v'nasati b'davar lefnei adoni avi arash zal. Kamoini hayoim sheyeshli ma'at mishali ve'enu maspikli. I don't have enough to live off. V'tzarich ani la'acherim. I have to come on to others. Im ani bechlal asei shabbat rechol. Im lav. He says, my father didn't answer me a clear answer. The Mishabura is obviously paskining, like the Tosfos in Bava Basra, that says that a person, since he's already taking, so he's supposed to be mechabit Shabbos with Gimel Sudas, and he shouldn't say, Asei Shabbat Chachol, that I should limit that which I take. Once I'm already taking from Tzedakah, then you take all the way, and you mekayim the din of Shalosh Sudas, and Kasa D'Harsinah, you're supposed to have a Machal Choshev. Another nekuda worth mentioning is that Tosfos says in Maseches Beitzah Daf Tezvav Mebeis over there in the Gemara it's mavur that a person should borrow money for Haitzah Shabbos v'Yomtiv, and the Gemara darshens the pasuk Yiched v'Hashem himu uzchem that Karosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael Levu alive ani peireya, you should borrow money and I'll pay up the chayv. So Tosfos asks that over here in the Gemara it's mavur that if a person doesn't have what to eat, he should say Shabbat Chachol and it shouldn't be in Nitzarech Labrias. Borrowing money is also called being Nitzarech Labrias. Tosfos answers that our Gemara is talking about somebody who's not going to be able to pay back. He's Ein Lo Malafraya. But the Gemara over there is talking about somebody who has Mashkoines in order to be Peireya. It's just that right now he doesn't have any money. So according to that, the Gemara, when it says Levu Alai Va'ani Peireya, is not talking about an Eitzah that you could just irresponsibly borrow money and assume that Hashem is going to pay it up. It has to be with some sort of Cheshbin. The Vilna Gaon over there, and Hagois, on that Tosfos, Tezvav Mbeis and Beitza, seems to disagree. Because he says, to Begiris and Tosfos, that the Gemara is talking about She'ein Loi Mimi Lilvois. That the Gemara, which says that you should make your Shabbos choyl, lasei Shabbat chol v'atetzarech lebriyos, it means that the person doesn't have from whom to borrow money. And him, we're telling what you should do is don't take tzedakah, asei Shabbat chol, don't take a handout. But if the person is capable of borrowing money, even though he doesn't have from what to pay back the choyv, he should borrow the money and be semech on Hashem that he's going to help him pay the choyv. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to agree with this, because he says that even the Girsa that we have in front of us in the Tosfos, that says that the din of Asei Shabbat Chachov al Tetzarech Labrias is talking about a person who doesn't have Bima Lefraya, which we explained to mean that he doesn't have a Mashkein to be Loive, just means a technicality, that since he doesn't have a Mashkein, people won't give him the money Ba'alva. But if the person is capable of getting Alva, says the Mishnah Berurah, he's Mechuyiv to borrow the money and assume that Hashem is going to pay. And he says that he brings down the Bach in the Sharatzian over there in Reish Ben Beis. Sivkot and Yud Beis, the Myachal Ahasig, Mimi Lilvais, Tzarech Lilvais, the Yiftach Bashem, Shu Yezren Lushalmloi. However, after that, he brings down a Teresa Kainu who says, it's Mashba, he says, Lo Yilve Elam Kainu Mishire, She Yiloi Mimalafraya. So it shouldn't be an exaggerated type of halva where the person has absolutely no idea where he's going to be able to get the money to pay from. And he says, Venira Akoilafia Inyan. So it seems that a person is allowed to go a little bit Chutz Migidroi and borrow money and assume with Bitachin that Hashem is going to pay the Chayv, but a chayv that's totally outlandish and there's no way that he can actually pay up this chayv, that would be irresponsible. And like the Mishnah Berurah says, akoy lefia inyan. One of the seven things that the Gemara brings down, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Yeshua, his son, is al timna min olam miraglecha. Make sure that you always wear shoes. Rashi says, because it's a g'nai for a Talmud Chacham to walk barefoot, kiram rinan, like the Gemara says, yimkar adam kol ma sheyesh lev yikach min olam liraglov. In the Mishnah Chacham from Maram Chagiz, he explains b'shem l'chachmi aremes that the inyan of levishas haman olim, the fact that you're supposed to wear shoes, is in order that your basar should not touch the ground, and that is because after the chet adam rishon, it says arura adama, the adama was niskalal, and therefore it's important to make a hefsik between your foot and the adama. And he explains, that's why we always find that a place which is considered Admas Kodesh, where the Adama got changed from being Arur to being Baruch, you're allowed to go barefoot and you're supposed to go barefoot. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Shalna Alecha Me'al Raglecha, Ki Amokam Asher Ata Oymer Alav Admas Kodeshu. And the Agra de Pirka explains that that's the reason why a person is not supposed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. The Kedush of Yom Kippur causes that the Adama also becomes the Skadish and changes from being Arura to being Nisbarech, and therefore there doesn't have to be any hefsek between the person and the Adama. And he's Mechadish that even on Tisha B'Av, the day that Mashiach is born, the Eretz is going to change, and that's why we don't wear shoes. That is a chiddush, that last part, because generally we understand that a person is on Tisha B'Av is like he's menude, a person who's in a cherem and who's benidoy, you could say that he's orer, and therefore it's not that he doesn't wear shoes because the adama is baruch, but adrab, it's because the person is shayach to nidoy and to being like the adama. And he's saying that that's not the case. The adama somehow is changed, like we mentioned. And Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, that during the time of Tisha B'Av, there is a certain kirva that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's expressed even in the Adama. This is also one of the reasons why a Yavama, when the Yavam doesn't want to be miyabim her, so she does Chalitza. The idea of Chalitza is to remove his shoe to symbolize an attitude of Klala, since he doesn't want to do the mitzvah of Yibum. In the Sefer Chamudei Tzion, he asks a question: what exactly was special about these seven things that Rabbi Akiva was mitzaveh his son Rabbi Yeshua about them? I mean, obviously, we would be expecting Rabbi Akiva to be mitzaveh his son things that are madrichim b'darkei achayim. And he says that in every one of these things, the simple svara of a person would dictate the exact opposite of what Rabbi Akiva told his son. Number one, he tells him, it's better not to learn begoiva shel ir. Don't learn in the highest place of the city, because people are going to be mevatel you from your Talmud Torah, like Rashi and the Rashbam explain. Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tesma Beis, says that the reason is because Kavod HaTorah is better when it's betzina. He says, one would have thought that the best place to learn is a place where you could be mefarsim the limud HaTorah b'rabim as much as possible. Number two, he tells him, don't live in a city where the heads of the city are Talmid HaChamim. Now, usually one would think that if the heads of the city are Talmid HaChamim, they're going to lead the city al pi HaTorah. And it would also be considered being mezdabek b'Talmid HaChamim. And he says, no, it's not the right place to live, because they cannot be mismaser to the Inyanei Ha'ir, because they're busy learning, like Rashi and the Rashbam explain. He says when a person comes into his house or into his friend's house, he should be Madia first. And he says one would have thought that a person shouldn't be Matriach others to be Mechabit him, and therefore he shouldn't be Madia before he comes. Then he's Mitzavah him, make sure that you wear shoes, because it's a genai for a Talmud Chacham to go without shoes. Well, maybe one would have thought that the best thing, Mo'id Mo'id, have a Shval Ruach, you should have the Midah Vanova. And then he tells him, you should get up early to eat. Because of the tzina, because of the chama, you should make sure to protect yourself. One would have thought that you shouldn't be so careful about your guf. You should be knowing more with the midah of precious. Asei shabatcha choyl v'al tetzarech l'briyas. We already explained that there would have been makom to say that a person should be mahader in the mitzvah, and he should be nitzarech l'briyas, because he has a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. Being mishtadalim adam shasham mesacheches loy. Maybe I would have thought that a person should have betachin, he shouldn't make this type of ishtadlus. Maybe it's called chanufa. So Rabbi Akiva was telling his son instructions that were the opposite of his intuition in every area, in the area of Talmud Torah, in the area of Dveikus B'Talmid HaChamim, in the area of Midas, in the area of indulgence in your guf, in the area of Shabbos, and in the area of Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. One of the main things to teach a child is proper limitations. The word midah means a measurement. A person has to know when to use a particular midah. So even though the intuition would say that Kavod HaTorah should go to the nth degree, he's telling him this is not necessarily where you should use it. And so too with every one of these things. One of the things that Rabbi Akiva is mitzav Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is in Bikashta Leichonik Hitala Be'ilan Gadol, which, as the Rashbam explains, means that if you want people to listen to you, then when you say something over, you should quote him to Adam Gadol. The Magen Avraham in Sim Kuf Nun Vav says, Im Shama Din, V'nir Lo Shalacha Kain, if he heard a din and he believes that that is the halacha, mutter la'aymer b'shem adam gadol, he's allowed to say this memra b'shem an adam gadol, even though he didn't hear from that adam gadol. Ki heichi d'lekablo minei, in order that they should be mekablo from him. And he brings the Gemara, our Gemara, in Daf Kuf Yud Beis Pesachim. But then he asks, v'sarach in, b'sayf b'seches kala, amrinan ha'aymer davar b'shem chacham, shalai gamra memenu? If somebody says something over b'shem chacham that he didn't learn it from him, garim l'shkinah shetisalk miYisrael. V'cheinu bebrachas davchav zayin ha'beiz, that's what the Magen Avraham says. In the Shiurei Karbin, Perek Zayin Nazir, in the Yerushalmi, Halacha Aleph, he asks on the Magen Avraham from a different Gemara. The Gemara Brachas, Dafim Gimel Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara is talking about a story where a papa went to visit Rav Huna Breid Rav Ika, and they brought Shemen Vahadas. Rav Papa went and he made a bracha on the Hadas before he made a bracha on the Shemen. So he said, don't you hold that the halacha is like the Divrei Machria? The Gemara over there explains that the halacha is that you're supposed to make the bracha the other way around. Since Shemen Zachinu L'Reichav is Zachinu L'Zichasa, you have two things from the Shemen. You have its Reach and you have its Sicha, and the Hadas, you only have its Reach, and therefore it's more important to make a bracha on the Shemen first. In any case, the Gemara says, so don't you hold that the halacha is like that Machrir and Gamliel who said this Svara? Amalei, Hachi, Amarava, Halacha, Kveis Hillel. Rava said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that you first make the bracha on the Hadas and then on the Shemen. Says the Gemara, Velohi. This is not the truth. Lishtamute nafshe huda avit. Rashi explains Velohi. Loi amar Rava ichsik Beis Hillel. Rava never said that halacha is like Beis Hillel. El Rapapa ichsif lefi shetoa. Rapapa was embarrassed because he made a mistake. Vehishmetatzbe bekach. His way of getting out of an embarrassing situation was to say that Rava said this is the halacha. So you see that you are allowed to quote something from an Adam Gadol, even though you didn't hear it, even though the riff is not goyris this line, Velohi, over there. In the Sefer Maruk Tzia, and Simukuf Nun Vav, he asks on the Magen Avraham from the same Gemara, but then he says that the whole Gemara is a Pella, because, I mean, is it a Gnai for Talmud Chacham to be Moidah Le'emes if he made a mistake? Which is probably why the riff was not goyris that Gemara. In the Tshuvas HaGa'onim, Chem de Gnuza, Simukuf Beis, he says, Ha'omer Dover Shloi Shama Mepi Rabbi, concerning somebody saying over something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe, Im Omer Al Shmoi Eloi, is he allowed to say it over in his name or not? He says, Im Makir Bo'isa Shmua Shiha Ka'alocha, if he knows and he's clear about the fact that this Shmua is the Alocha, Ve'im Kablan Oisa Mimenu, and they're not Makabala from him, Omer B'Shem Rabbi Kadeshi Kablan Mimenu. He's allowed to say it over b'shem his Rebbe. V'im ein bor lo shalacha hi al yitla b'rabbi. So it could be that's the way to be miyashiv the two gemaras. If the person is 100% sure that this is the halacha and this is what his Rebbe would say, then he has the right to say it over in his Rebbe's name. The El Yeraba in Simen Kuf Nun Vav wants to be mitaretz the Magen Avraham by saying that dafka, when a person says his own svara, then he shouldn't say it over b'shem Rabbi. But if he heard it from a different chacham, then it's mutter. The Chidah in Machzik Bracha over there in Sivkot and Zion actually says that it depends if he's a Talmud Gomer or if he's a Talmud Chaver. If he's a person who's a Chaver, and the Inyan is Emes, and he's already Yiyah Lohirah, then he's allowed to. Another one of the things that he's Metzavar B'Shim Ben Yechai is Le'sevashal B'Kedeir Shebishal Bo'Chavercha. This is brought down by the Shals Tshuvas Chaim Shaul, Chelik Be'i Simen Yotes. He's asked whether a person should refrain from marrying an Isha Almona. And he says, Yesh Nizharim B'Zeh. And he says, I don't understand why it should be Nizer. The Pasuk says that an almana is not allowed to get married to a kohen gadol, but a kohen hedit is allowed to, even though he's not allowed to marry a grusha, but he's allowed to marry an almana, and therefore kavachermit to a Yisrael. So the Chidah answers him that minadin, of course she's muteris, even to a kohen hedit, and of course there's no problem marrying an almana. Except he brings our Gemara, the Rebbe Kiva was mitzavah l'shem ben yechoy, and Rapapa says, grusha b'chai balu, we're talking about, and iba yisem afilu almana. As the Gemara explains. So he says, you see that even though Me'ikar Adin, it's Mutter, but there is an Eitzah Toiva not to do it. And he shows a dogma for such a thing for the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Hei, that even though Rav holds that a Goy, the Eved, Abba, Albas Yisrael, the Vlad is Kosher, nevertheless, he didn't want to give his daughter for such a thing. And then he says that there's definitely no riot from there. There it's an Inyan of Yichus. However, then he says, Al Pi Zera Kodesh Kemati Sakona Lisa Almona, Kemavur Pashas Mishpotim, that Al Pi Kabbalah, there is a problem with marrying an Almona. However, the Chidah writes that Shamati Mimukubolim, the Toikav Sakona, Ubitracer Yarchi Kamoi Shemez Bailo, that only during the first 12 months following the Ptira of the husband is there a problem, and that's obviously because the Neshama is still somewhat around. You see that the year of Avelus still applies, the Neshama is still somewhat connected to this world, to the guf, and therefore you should refrain from marrying an almana during those first 12 months. He himself says that Yesh Lizar Shlalis Almana Klal. Then he asks on himself, if it's a sakana to marry an almona, so how could the Torah have been matir marrying an almona to a regular Yisrael? It's only a kohen gadol and derche darchei noyam. He says that plenty of people marry almonas, live for a long time, they have a mazel bari, and if the person has a strong zchus, then nothing's going to happen to him. And le'yuna le'tzadik kol oven. He compares this to the question the Pri Chodesh asks in Yerodeh Simen Pei Gimel, Sifkat and Dalet, that it seems that they were megala, certain doctors were megala to the Madani Melech, that there's a dog, a fish, that has scales, and it's poisonous. Now, Chazal have a klal, any dog that has scales also has fins, and therefore, it's definitely a dog kosher. And the question is that, how could the Torah do that? Torah is matir it, people are going to come and eat it, and they're going to eat a poisonous fish. So, how could the Torah give a simen that nezek and misik could come from it? And the Pri Chodesh says that the Torah was matir because there's plenty of te'elis that could come out of it. There are certain substances that you can extract from that fish, and even though it's possible for people to eat it, he said it's no different than many things in nature that are poisonous, and yet there's no iser to eat them. Poishim yikashlubam tzadikim motu mehem kirichsiv layunit letzadik kol oven. The Chida adds that it could be that this man that the Torah was given, it was already mefursim to the Chachmi of Teva, that particular fish is a samamavis, and they understood that there's still something that can help if you take out the poison from it, and you can create certain refuas from it, and therefore the Torah was matir because everybody knew that it was poisonous. They were baki b'zayin chachmas, and it was only later that people forgot this information. So basically, it says you can't bring a raya from the fact that the Torah was matir and almana, that there is nothing dangerous about marrying almana, because there are many things that are dangerous in this world, and still the Torah was matter them. So his maskana is that if a person was nizer for marrying almana, it's tamay v'nimukay imay, and there's good reason to be nizer, and that is even after Yudbeis Chodesh passed. But if a person does it, then he has many people to be soymechan. But it does sound like it's wise to wait till after 12 months, because then, like we said, the neshama leaves the guf. The Gemara says, "Al tamid b'fnei hashor b'sho sha'oilo min ha'agam b'fnei sha'asotan merakeid ben karnov." The satan is merakeid, is dancing between the karnayim, the horns of the shor. In Sefer Kava Yosher, Sim Peches, he explains that it's not for no reason that the satan is merakeid dafka ben karnov of the shor. He says, because the Iker Geus Hashor Yibekarno, the place of pride of the Shor, is in his Karnayim. V'lachein Motza HaSotan Sham B'mokim HaGaiva Mokim L'chanoisai. The place where the Sotan always rests is in Mokim HaGaiva. The first and foremost weapon that the Sotan uses to get a person to be Choyte is the Midas HaGaiva. The Bnei Yisachar says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, when Chava was confronted about her Chet, she says, HaNochash Hishi'ani V'oichel. The Nachash seduced me, and I ate from the Eitz Hadas. And he says, Hishi'ani is made up of two words, Yesh and Ani. The Nachash gave me a sense of Yeshus, a sense of Gaiva and Ani, a sense of I. It's the ego that causes a person to sin. In fact, even the sins that come from Taiva, it's mevur in the Gemara Nedarim that the Shoirish is Gaiva. The Gemara over there says in Daf Tesma Beis that there was a Nazir that said to Shimon HaTzadik, to explain to him why he became a Nazir. He says, Roya Yisi La'aba Be'iri, I was a Roya, I was shepherding my father's sheep, and I went to fill Mayim up from the Mayon, and I saw my reflection. And it says, Upachaz ala Yitzri, Ubikash L'tardeni min ha'olam. My Yetzer Hara gave me a tremendous urge. Since he saw his good looks, he wanted to be nichshel in the Avera of Znus. Nevertheless, how does he respond to his Yetzer Hara? Amar Dilei, I said to my Yetzer Hara, Rasha, Lama ata misgoe ba'olam she'ena shalcha. Why are you being misgoe? Why do you have gaiva in a world that's not yours? Gaiva is the shorish of all chet. Therefore, continues the Kava Yosher, he says, Zehu teichacha megula al kol bali gaiva hamisgoim b'shvil oishram, o b'shvil chachmosam, o b'shvil yichusam, o b'shvil limudam. Yiyah ma sheyiyah. This is an open teichacha for all bali gaiva, no matter what the cause for their gaiva is. Yeh mashi yeh af im heim oiskim b'toira, even if they're oiskim b'toira mikom mokim, im yesh b'em midas ha-gaiva, azai heim merkava l'sitra achra. They are a merkava for the sitra achra, for the koicha sara in the bria. And he explains that that's why it's brought in Perek Shira, that the Shor says, Shira b'chol yom. What's the Shira that the Shor says? He says, Shira l'Hashem ki go'oi go'o. Because he's moidem shabech l'Kadosh Baruch Hu for the geus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has. In other words, he's trying to express the fact that even though the midah of geus was embedded in the shor through his karnayim, but the shor, his shira, is to show that the concept of geus is really shaykh only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Nizah de Torah, the lachash that a person is supposed to use for a shor in order that he shouldn't gore, is hein hein. Nizah de Aryeh zeh zeh. The Gemara gives certain formulas to ward off the dangers of different animals. Nizah de Gamla is da da. Then it comes to Nizah de Arba, the lachash you're supposed to say for a boat in order to be moishach the boat is Hilni Chaya Hila Vihila Kulya. The Meshachachma in Shemois, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav Aleph, he asks, why is it that when you're trying to control Bali Chayim, we use the same word just twice, and when you're trying to help a person to drag a boat, then you use a long, complicated nusach? He explains that Chazal is trying to be meramis to us, that in order to break taiva, which is an animalistic drive within a person, all you need to do is take one Maimer Chazal and repeat it. Like a kineva taiva kovim mitzino said adam na olam boy v'chashev have submits for kineged tzchara. But when you're dealing with a person's intellect, a person will have many different angles, and in order to combat the various angles that a person uses his intellect for, you need to constantly come up with new responses. The response to taiva is always the same, but the response to deus has to vary according to the arguments being used.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.